What's the solution on page 21? It says the cycle of balance, which Dr. Young, I actually helped him to write this because it was so scientific you wouldn't have understood it. But he calls it dust particle programming, which now really puts you in a deep trance, doesn't it? But here's what he says. In every cell, Bechamp, who many of you may have heard of and remembering in your studies, he and Pasteur were contemporaries, a very, very famous biochemist. He said that he found in the cell something he called a protid, which was smaller than a cell. And he said it was the basic unit of life. And that when the environment shifts, the protid is actually what creates the change in the cell. So he calls those, for simplistic terms, I got him to call it dust particles, that we come from the dust. He liked the metaphor, it works. So, but here's what it really is. Here's how you get in balance. Number one, you must cleanse. How many of you think you've built up some toxicity and some acid through your lifestyle up until now? How many think you're certain about that? Say I. Trust me, you don't need a blood test to know that, okay? So you gotta cleanse. Now, most people, when they think of cleansing, they think of buying a product that is gonna make them like eliminate real rapidly. The problem with that is most of those products are very acid. Like some people take Epsom salt, which is really, I don't know if any of you have ever done that, but it'll definitely move you, okay? And I'm not talking an emotional experience either, okay? And what it does is, because it wreaks havoc, your body goes, my God, this is pure acid, this is a poison, and it tries to eliminate as fast as it can. So your body takes with it in its path a lot of other stuff. But that's a pretty harsh way to clean your system. And there's all kinds of products that do that kind of stuff. You don't want to do that. You don't want to put a poison in your system your body has to flush out. What you want to do is super hydrate your system. Super hydrate means you're going to drink a lot more fluids than you normally do, but you're also going to drink fluids that are alkaline in nature. So you want to drink green drinks. Whether you drink Dr. Young's drink or not, you can certainly do any other form of green drinks you want. If you go buy any of these juicing places, you can get fresh green drinks, and there's all kinds of them that are alkaline, anything you want. You can imagine that it's there. But one of the most potent that most of you have heard about is wheatgrass. And the only thing with wheatgrass is it's very concentrated. So you got to make sure you gear up for drinking wheatgrass. And wheatgrass has some benefits in that the chlorophyll in the plant captures the energy of the sun, which is basically life. And the animals eat it. And then we eat the animals, those people who eat animals. And we're consuming that. Even if you see a lion take down a zebra, what does it first split open? Does anybody know? The intestines, because see, carnivores eat herbivores. And it's only in a survival a carnivore will attack another carnivore and try and eat it. Well, for the most part in nature, they eat herbivores. We have to get that energy ultimately through the system. And so what happens for us is the chlorophyll in the plant is what converts it to energy. And if you look at the molecular structure of wheatgrass, and you look at your own bloodstream, you look at the molecular structure of your blood, it's almost identical. It's the shape, the view of it, so forth. You'll see this at Mastery when Dr. Young gets up and walks it through it. So it's almost like eating the greens or eating the chlorophyll is like taking the blood of the plants that's still alive when it's like that, just like it's giving yourself the ability to build your blood, and it's seen as a blood builder. There's quite a bit of scientific research on it. So you're welcome to drink that, or if you want, get some of this green drink. What's great about it is you can put it in any water you want, wherever you are. You can take it with you on the road, and you can take something. You start to get that place where you haven't eaten, and you're like, your blood sugar's going, you drink that, boom. You're solid. You'll have the fluids that you need. You won't be dehydrated. Your blood sugar will be even, and your energy will start sparking because all that electricity, all that energy is available for your body immediately. But what you're going to want to do to cleanse ideally is 7 to 10 days would be the ideal. I know many of you will not do this, but this is what I encourage you to do. 7 to 10 days where you would literally go on pretty much a liquid diet. You'd be doing green drinks, green soups. There are a variety of choices in there that you can go through. During that time, the minimum you'd want to do is probably 3 to 4 days. We say, I'm just going to cleanse my system. I'm going to give all my organs a break. I'm not going to add more crap on there. I'm going to give them a rest and let my body just flush the system out. This would be the ideal. Now, I'm not going to ask you to do that if you don't want to do that. I'll tell you what to do that's more gentle and more simple. But this type of cleansing is not painful. In fact, you'll start to learn after a few days if you do the 7 to 10 day one. You'll notice after about day 3, you don't have any hunger at all. In fact, you'll realize if you start to go eat, it's almost like, God, I'm not hungry. And you'll notice you're really doing it because you're frustrated. Or you're really doing it because you feel lonely. Or you're really doing it because there's some other emotion you're trying to feel. And you, since you're not eating, you won't eat, and you'll notice it. And it'll help you to break the emotional patterns that are controlling you as well. If you wanted to absolutely give your body the ultimate gift, it would be to go on a cleanse. Absolutely. And I'm now developing a program with the Four Seasons in San Diego for people to come through a 7-day cleanse down there and be able to have it be supervised and everything else. I'm getting Dr. Young involved and so forth. So later this year, we'll be doing those kinds of programs if you want to go someplace. But you don't need to go anyplace. You don't need to be in an environment. You can do it on your own. So you want to drink at least 3 liters of this type of green drink a day. 3 liters. Like for me, did they put one? Well, you can see this is what I drink the whole time I'm here, if you haven't noticed. This is it. All weekend long, I'm drinking this. And sometimes I alternate with water with some lemon in it, because lemon adds alkalinity to the water, right? Because most water is in not good shape. I also have some drops called Prime pH that Dr. Young gave me that's much more powerful. And I put that in the green drink, so I get pure alkalinity out of it. And it's really easy, okay? But I thought I had a, do I have a water bottle up here? Did somebody bring one up here for me? Is it in my little stash here? Nope. Okay. Oh, thank you. That's it. I'll take that one. I like this one because it's pretty. Take yours back. This is mine. Also, I like this because the green drink looks like swamp juice, but in here it looks beautiful. By the way, the green drink doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste good either. It's kind of neutral, you know? But this size is 1.5 liters. So you're going to want at least 2 of these a day. I drink one of these in the morning, first thing, total energy. That's what I did this morning. I put the green drink in, shake it up, ready to rock and roll, right? Some pH and green drink, the two of them together. And then I have them later. I'll tell you what else I do. I drink one of these, or at least half, before I eat something. What do you think that does? Hunger's gone. You don't overeat. You also feel more alkaline, so some of the things you'd normally be addicted to, you'll find that addiction starts disappearing really fast. Yes?
A lot of recipes I've been using have been mixing apples, carrots, green stuff.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold the questions because I'm going to answer you through some things, but I'll just tell you, an apple a day does not keep the doctor away. Apples actually have a very acidic effect on the body. And carrot juice, which I used to tell people to drink because it was so alkaline, is so filled with sugar. That's why people don't think of drinking it. It's so full of sugar that for most people, that's creating more acid in their body, and it's also feeding candida. That's why you see some of these vegetarians, they drink carrot juice, and they go eat rice dream instead of ice cream, which is just pure sugar. So they're eating sugar like crazy, and they're full of candida, and they smell like it, and they look like it. Right? Go to a health food store and see your typical vegetarian person who just made it from Venice Beach and see if that's who you want to be. Okay. Yes.